It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is at it. They're massive favorites tonight over the Knicks on national television. Double-digit favorites and...
No Jalen Brunson, correct?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a Jalen Brunson.
And a back-to-back for them as well.
And they played last night. They played Philadelphia last night. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline representing the Pistons today. Matt Derry of the Bad Boy Pistons back. We got into a huge fight yesterday about whether or not we'd want to see the Pistons in the playoffs. What do you think, Matt? Do the Pistons, would they relish the thought of playing the Cavs?
Wait, you and Ken got into a huge fight? That never happened.
Oh, we had to get broken up. It was
a
sad
huge
state
fight
of affairs.
At 6:20 this morning over something completely unrelated. Over Val Kilmer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
A fight over Val Kilmer.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, look, guys, here's the thing with the Pistons, and I know Anthony and I mixed it up a little bit on the Twitter machine with Cleve.
Hold me back.
No, but you know, are the bad boys back? I wouldn't go that far. They've got a couple of guys with an edge on that team, and quite honestly, J.B. Bickerstaff has kind of he's cooking up a soup in Detroit in terms of an identity for the team, a toughness, defense, and they don't get pushed around, and it's actually very cool to watch because this organization was irrelevant for an entire decade and a half, but. The thing is, if they get the Pacers in the first round, that's going to be an absolute war. Those two teams do not get along. And so if you're the Cavs, you want the Pistons and Pacers at the 4-5 spot to beat up on each other, and then you're going to get a very tired team in the second round.
Do you believe the rest of the NBA feels the Cavs are soft?
Oh, God. I think there's people in the league that think Evan Mobley is soft.
Come on, Matt.
Whoa.
I've seen him get plenty physical this year.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying there are people around the league that think he is. I'm not saying I think he does. I think he's gotten tougher this year. I think he's had a really good year. But I think there's people that think based on his frame and the fact that at times he is kind of more around the three-point line than at the rim. Not his fault. He's playing alongside Jared Allen. But I think that notion is out there. But you're right. If the Cavs play the Pistons in the second round and Mobley's mixing it up a little bit with Isaiah Stewart, that will be that will be squashed rather quickly.
More impressive coaching job this year, Bickerstaff or Atkinson?
I mean, you can't take away what Kenny Atkinson has done because the Cavs have been pretty dominant. But, I mean, J.B. Bickerstaff inherited one of the bigger messes in pro sports. I mean, the Pistons, notoriously, since Tom Gorris has owned the team, have not done anything very, like I said, relevant. They've been kind of a mess. Last year was a joke. They set the record for most consecutive losses in a season. And for this guy to turn it around to the point where they've doubled and tripled their win total from the last 2 years combined, it's incredible. Now, again, it coincides with Cade Cunningham becoming a superstar. They drafted a very good player in Ron Holland, and they've added some good veteran pieces. But, man, J.B. Bickerstaff, he's done a great job, guys. I mean, he really should be Coach of the Year. I'm sorry.
Well, J.B. Bickerstaff should be Coach of the Year over Kenny Atkinson. Whoa, that's interesting. Over Kenny Atkinson.
Thought you were a Clevelander.
He's not.
Born and bred.
He's a Pepper Pikeian.
Here we go. No, Kenny Atkinson inherited a great team. He's done a great job, though, and they're all bought in. But Bickerstaff, I'm telling you guys, he took over a complete bleep show here. I mean, crazy.
Is Isaiah Stewart his own worst enemy?
Yeah, he's got to clean it up. And, after he threw a punch at Thomas Bryant of the Pacers back in January after the game, he's like, I let my team down. I'll never do it again. And then the other day in Minnesota, he's crotch-shotting Dante DiVincenzo and running around like a maniac. He's got to set – you've got to have a guy like Beef Stew on your team. You love the edge. You love the – protects his guys. The guys love him. He's mild-mannered off the court. His teammates love him. But if he keeps racking up these technicals and he's sitting out games due to suspensions and – No, he's got to bring it down a notch once they get to the playoffs.
All right, Matthew, appreciate it. And we'll get a chance to talk to you again as we get closer to the postseason. We head out to someone else you've heard on this radio station over the years plenty of times. It is none other than Jake Chapman, Orlando Magic radio play-by-play voice. Jake, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, boys. Good morning.
All right. Orlando, your offense stinks. It's pukey. It's tough to watch. So given all of that, what are the aspirations, what are the expectations for your team given all the injuries and how bad that offense looks?
Yeah, certainly changed from the beginning of the season, Lima. It was, everybody said to a man, top 4 seed in the Eastern Conference, maybe would have won that series if you had 4 games at home against the Cavs last year. And the injuries have obviously thrown all of that sideways. You said it, the offense kind of stinks, one of the worst perimeter shooting teams I've ever watched. But the defense is as good, or if not better, as last year, even without Jalen Suggs. So right now, the aspirations are try to get a first-round series and then see what happens against Boston or Cleveland.
Do the Orlando Magic, their fans, their media, whatever, feel that the Cavaliers are soft?
No, I don't think soft necessarily, Ken. I think when Mo Wagner is playing, there's a certain added edge to that, but he went down in early December and won't return this season. I'll say no, not soft, but I do think Magic fans and the Magic players and coaching staff, et cetera, think that it would be a series regardless of the Cavs' record. And I don't know, the Cavs have been, I guess sort of vacillating between the team that they were and the team that they look like right now. The two results have been either side of the spectrum the last 2 games, right? A 40-point smack in here at the Kia Center, and then they go into Cleveland on that Sunday afternoon and snap a 16-game win streak. So at the very least, I think the Magic players would like their chance to try to exact a little revenge.
Even with no Jalen Suggs, it would still be a series for you folks?
I think it would be probably a gentleman's type sweep type series.
Oh.
But with that said, I do think there are some matchup issues. We'll just leave it at that.
Do you think there is a way, obviously, to come up with a formula? You would need Paolo and Franz to outplay Darius and Donovan. Do you think that's possible in a series?
I think it's possible based on what I've seen the last, 6 weeks or so, going back to the beginning of March, I guess. But I said last year that if Donovan Mitchell was the best player in the series, the Cavs would win the series, and I think that would probably be the case once again.
Jake Chapman, Orlando Magic radio play-by-play guy. Without Mo Wagner, what happens with it? Because, I mean, you're mentioning matchups there, and you said we'll just leave it at that. And I kind of don't want to leave it at that. I kind of want to get into those matchups there, especially if we see each other there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, I'm sure the station will talk to you more. You have been bogarted by the midday show for obvious reasons, but I do kind of want to get into those matchups just real quickly if we can. What would be the problems?
I just think, okay, so we've got two jumbo-sized wings, and obviously that's what's going on in Boston as well. Who's the second man? Who is guarding Franz Wagner? And Franz is much better than he was last season. If you've got Mobley on the perimeter, who's your wing that's going to pick up Franz if Mobley is assigned to Paolo Banchero? And I will say this, Wendell Carter Jr. comes and goes. Last time Wendell played against the Cavaliers, he had 16 and 14 in that game, and he brought it. I think interior-wise, the Cavaliers obviously have the edge in that regard. But I think the Cavs' Achilles heel may be defending a team with multiple big scoring wings, and that is us.
All right, Jake, we appreciate it. We'll try to catch up with you again at some point.
All right,
best of luck to you.
It's like you're getting off the phone with a family member when you do this.
Brian Barrett! On the Off the Pike podcast at The Ringer joins us next representing the Boston Celtics. And I said yesterday, Brian, I hate saying this in Cleveland, I feel like Oklahoma City and Boston have separated themselves from everybody else. And really everybody else just means, for the sake of our discussions here, the Cavs. Do you think Boston, having won 9 in a row, having KP healthy again, your version of a unicorn, do you think the Celtics are the clear best team in the Eastern Conference?
I think so, and they're peaking right now. They're playing their best basketball of the year. They just finished the month 14-1. Porzingis is playing the best he's ever played in a Celtics uniform. Drew Holiday has now awoken from, I don't know, was a slumber most of the season. Last two games, 17-8-8, 21-6-6, so he's been awesome. The only concern right now is the health of Jaylen Brown, because he missed the last game. He's been dealing with a knee situation. He's under 20 in 4 of his last 5 games, but on paper, I think the Celtics are the better team than the Cavaliers. The only thing that scares me about Cleveland is, well, Donovan Mitchell turns into Michael Jordan every time he plays the Celtics. He's averaging more points per game against the Celtics than Michael Jordan did. So that would be the concern, is they haven't found an answer for Mitchell all season long. Now, in the playoffs, when you're scheming things up, I would guess they come up with something that's more consistent, but Garland is not, obviously, as you guys know, has not played well against the Celtics. Mobley has not had big games against the Celtics either, but Mitchell's the big concern with this team, because that guy, to me right now, is the scariest player that the Celtics would have to go up against in the Eastern Conference.
DeAndre Hunter and Max Strus, who would be more concerning in the starting lineup against the Celtics for the Celtics?
I would hope it would be Hunter, because I think that Strus has been somebody that in the past has given the Celtics some issues, but the thing about it right now is, really, no wing player has given Jason Tatum trouble this season. I mean, on paper, the guy that maybe could do it in the East is OG Anunoby. He did it years ago, but Tatum's been so good just in terms of, hey, if it's a bigger defender, he's going to go around him. If it's a smaller defender, he's going to score over him. Really, right now, Tatum is playing the best basketball he's ever played. I mean, prior to this game that we had the other night where he went for 26 and 10, he had 8 assists in 6 of his last 8 games. He's just so good at manipulating the defense. But to me, I guess it would be Hunter just because he's on paper the better shooter, but Hunter hasn't really done a good job on Tatum either.
Is there any way that if a Kevin Durant conversation gets louder and louder, that could distract that wing combo that you guys have? Because obviously, what, Jaylen Brown would probably have to go out the door if that was the case.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, obviously, it did. And Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown had to get on a three-way call. But I don't think there's any point now that the Celtics would even consider something like that.
Well, there's a point, Brian, that we would bring it up so that we could throw a wrench into your season. That's the whole point.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can have people from the Cleveland media going to the Celtics locker room after a game. Hey, Jaylen, did you hear that they're thinking about trading for Kevin Durant? At one point, like, I probably would have been for that, but at this point, like, nobody wants any part of Kevin Durant. Every team that he goes to is miserable, and I don't think it's a coincidence that he's on all these teams. He somehow made the Golden State Warriors miserable, like the team that was on a dynastic run. He made them miserable, so I want no part of that guy whatsoever, even if I am concerned about sort of Jaylen, how he ages, because he's been so durable, and this year he's been banged up a ton. But no, I don't see that factoring into the equation whatsoever.
I think if Boston ends up going to the finals, getting past the Cavs, either winning it or not winning it, I think from a Cavs perspective, we are hoping to wait you guys out, knowing that you have Holiday, knowing that you have Horford. Those guys aren't getting any younger. Is that a wise move for the Cavs? Could Boston, just by sheer new ownership, the skyrocketing salaries on that team, the second apron, all that stuff, is that a wise move, you think, for the Cavs to just wait out the Celtics?
I think it's a fair point, because if you look at the money that's going to have to come off the books, like, Sam Hauser is making around $10 million. It's going to cost you about $80 million in luxury tax bills. He's probably going to be out the door. Now, they do have a nice replacement. Lately, Baylor Shireman's been getting a lot of burn. But Drew, as you mentioned, like, he's played so much basketball for the past couple of years. And with Porzingis, his contract's going to be up. I don't see a way that he's going to be here for the next 3 to 4 years based on the finances. So the past few years, like this year and next season, will be the best version, like, of the team of the Celtics. The only thing I would say to that is I think that Tatum has now taken another step over the past month or so, where I think, like, after the season, outside of Jokic, if the Celtics win another championship, we could be having a conversation about, hey, where is Tatum rank in terms of the NBA? Because there's been this thing around here, Lima, where from a national media perspective, it's like, hey, he's always going to finish somewhere between 4th and 5th in the MVP voting, right? But he's never really going to be 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. And part of that was his shooting was bad in the NBA Finals last year. But he did average over 7 rebounds and 7 assists in that series as well. So I think the one thing that could change that in terms of waiting the Celtics out is Tatum could just be significantly the best player in any series.
Ray, real quick, are the Cavs seen as soft?
No, not here. People fear the Cavs. People are worried about the Cavaliers because of, like how we started this, people are scared of Donovan Mitchell. He's the one guy that the Celtics have really not had an answer for East all season long. They've defended Shea, I would argue, better than Donovan Mitchell. And at least with Shea, like going back to last season, they threw Tatum on him, and Tatum did a pretty good job on him at the end of their first game because he didn't play in the second game. With Mitchell, they've tried everybody, and nobody slowed him down.
All right, Brian Barrett, we appreciate it. We can't wait. We think it's going to be almost inevitable that it's going to be a Celtics-Cavaliers Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe we'll get you in town, come in studio. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, no problem. I like the Celtics draw, I would say, better than the Cavaliers. Like, the Celtics not having to play the Pacers is big for them.
All right.
All righty. Thank you very much.
The music's over, Brian. That's the end of the segment.
Oh, sorry.
That's typically how I know you do podcasts. You guys don't do music. So welcome back to radio, Brian.
Have a good one.
All right. There he is, Brian Barrett.
Outstanding.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.